Jessica Thomason teaches a fitness class with a piano nearby. It's ready for anyone before the workout who is inspired to play. This would seem unusual, but the class happens upstairs from Thomason's office inside Echo Mountain Recording Studios, so the notion of live music breaking out isn't far-fetched.
20 seconds, ready? Bird dogs. Opposite arm, out and in. Yep, that's it.
Even when she isn't leading one of her four high-intensity training classes every week, Thomason is always in motion. She's been the studio manager of Echo Mountain since it opened 13 years ago. She co-founded the Asheville Music Professionals Networking Group, shepherded handfuls of events through her own production company, raised money for charities, and given a TEDx talk. She has curated a discussion and concert devoted to women in music through the Asheville Symphony's Amadeus Festival. But right now, she's in the midst of figuring out how to market her hard-to-explain festival called Connect Beyond, focusing on the intersections of music, film, and literature and their roles in social change.
That's just how my brain works. Like, I need that many things going on. When you love what you do, work-life balance is a little bit different. It's not this like, okay, I go to work and then I come home and then that's my personal life. It's like a lot of it's interwoven with each other.
Thomason grew up in Sterling Heights, Michigan, and says she was the poster child for latchkey kids, holding down jobs since she was 12 years old. She studied theatrical production in college and got into serious rock climbing, and by 20, she traveled the country setting up ropes courses for the Philip Morris Tobacco Company. She did the same for Outward Bound after moving to Asheville.
I really liked working. I liked working hard, so anytime I got a job, I always quickly rose up to some sort of leadership role.
By her mid-20s, Thomason owned three houses in Asheville. She bought them well before the city's popular resurgence, and she still owns them.
For me, it was also a sense of grounding. Like, I had a pretty tumultuous childhood growing up. So for me, it was like buying a house and having a place that was my own seemed like it was the stability that I had craved for a really long time.
Thomason stepped into music for the first time with a catch-all job at the Orange Peel. Then, in 2006, helped Steve Willmans launch Echo Mountain. Thomason patched cables to mixing boards, hired staff, and handled all studio booking.
She took it upon herself to really just study up on everything, you know. She just read everything she could and recording techniques and just the overall studio business.
Willmans recalls with a laugh that Thomason convinced him to give up his home in Montford and devote it to house artists who are recording at Echo Mountain. Willmans calls it a genius move.
If you take on a project with Jessica, get ready to work. She'll ride your butt in a great way, you know, and she doesn't suffer fools.
Over the years, Thomason has produced and developed a range of music and other events. But last year, when she debuted Connect Beyond the Page, the festival marked new ambitions for both her and Asheville.
I wanted to do something that was different than the traditional festival, and I wanted to do something that was more meaningful, and I wanted to do something that was my own, too.
The 2018 festival didn't draw well, though. From the public perspective, the focus was muddled, and the event seemed disconnected. Thomason lost $50,000 of her own money, but she's undeterred. She shortened the festival's name. It's now called Connect Beyond, but she's keeping the long view.
This is not my first rodeo. You know, I didn't think I was going to make money the first year. Now, was I hoping to sell more tickets? Yeah, but you know, that was one of the things that was really surprising to see, that not getting more support from Asheville. I always want to make it so it's something that's accessible to people in town, but also on the flip side is like, I want to see that support from people in town.
Thomason has recruited about 30 musicians, composers, filmmakers, authors, and journalists for this version of Connect Beyond. There are musical performances, film screenings, and panel discussions on a range of topics.
There was a couple women that I met that came from Maryland and DC for the festival, and they had said, I just feel helpless and I don't know how to help my community. I'm here to figure out, how do I do that? And that was just like, for me, I was like, I have to keep doing this.
Connect Beyond happens April 5th through 7th at various locales around Asheville. I'm Matt Pikin for Blue Ridge Public Radio News.